welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott review yet another wine from Costco as a better wine producer masquerades as Kirkland Signature, this time from Spain and a Rioja Reserva. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Tonight won't be just any night. Good evening.
You have something against Genesis? Tonight. Whoa. I was off key and then I kicked it in.
Well, I'm not sure that you're doing the right lead singer, but that's okay.
No, that's true. Because
you're doing your spin. That's
I'm
okay.
Too tall for being Phil Collins, because he's like what, 5'3"?
Yeah, he's not a tall man.
He's a little person. Anyway,
well, he's a big man. He's just not tall.
He's short. So on tonight's show, we're back doing another wine from Costco, their Kirkland Signature label. I think I said on the open many times, quite frankly, there was multiple attempts at doing that. That often you have a better producer, sometimes unknown. I mean, the Gigonas was unknown. The Alexander Valley Cabernet should be unknown because that was awful. Sometimes it's a better producer if you peel back the layers. And tonight, it actually, I think, might be a good one. This is a Reserva from Rioja. And it's, where's the name? Oh, it's Bodegas Iguaya. E-G-U-I-A. Don't look that up because I probably spelled it pronounced it incorrectly. But they make some wines that are pretty good. I looked them up, not knowing them, and they make Murel. Murel is a very good Rioja producer. Their Crianzas and their Reservas and their Grand Reserves are getting really great scores. I have a couple in the Wine Vault, and they're all uncomplicated and inexpensive, under $20, and they're getting 92s, 93s, sometimes even from the Spectator. So this is a winery that really, I mean, sells their wine pretty well and is known. They have a lot of different things. They have international wines, they have national wines, and they have uncomplicated wines. And the Murel, for Christ's sake, is their uncomplicated wines. They're the ones that get into damn reviews. So this might be Murel and Drag, I don't know, which is kind of exciting, isn't it? Oh, shit. I just looked up. They own a lot of different things all over the place. So they own, well, okay, I'm starting to get less excited because they have all sorts of shit.
No, now speak.
Yeah. Everywhere around the world.
Count Caroli.
Count Caroli?
They have eponymous.
Hippopotamus?
Eponymous.
Oh, eponymous. Mm.
Gustave Lorenz. Mm. Then don't forget Ironstones. Or K Brothers.
What?
K Brothers. New Age. Obsession. You're my obsession.
Yeah.
Oh, cannot Murel. Speak. You're yeah, the my possession.
Murel is in their national wine. So it's in their better stuff. I don't know why they were in the uncomplicated, but they make Murel. And Murel is good. I know that. I've had it. It's excellent. And that's exciting. Now, if you go on their website and it's pretty interesting. They do have Murel as an uncomplicated one, but it's a cheap one. But more importantly, for those that like cats, they have a black cat that pops through a little pink background because that has something to do with wine. I just want to point that out. So, I didn't even translate that into English.
It's not unusual for you.
I didn't.
There's a black cat in our neighborhood. He's back. He was gone for the winter. I was concerned he met his demise with the owl that's in our neighborhood or the coyotes, and I saw him back today. It made me very happy. Some people say black cats are bad luck. Not me. I like this black cat.
Maybe that makes you a witch.
I've been accused of worse.
You have. That is so true.
Probably mostly been true.
It mostly involved cats. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Don't forget the chipmunk.
Whatever you did. You must have been in the Ozark Mountains. We're going to take a break. Lord. And be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So the Kirkland Signature Rioja Reserva, but we already know it's from Bodegas. Yeah, well, not Muriel, but Bodegas Igual. Or Igual, or whatever the fuck it is. Who gives a shit? Anyway, so we know who it is. They've shown themselves, and they make good wine. So I think that's a very, very positive thing. How many reservas could they make, for Christ's sake, you know? This is not like it's fucking Crianza. I think I paid $7.99 for this.
It is Kirkland.
Yeah, which that's obscenely cheap for a reserva. I bought two, so. But the thing about Costco. You're
thirsty.
The thing about Costco is, yes, you'll see it there. And you know, you see the Gigonage, you see this and that. It doesn't stay there consistently. They'll only have X amount, and then it'll disappear forever.
The Gigonage? Yes. Or whatever you've got.
So if you try something you like, if you buy something at Costco and you're like, I think I want to try this, drink it quick. And if you like it, get your ass back there to buy it, because it's not going to be there in 3 weeks.
Well,
it's
gonna if be it's gone. Something special, I think they're standards. Oh, yeah, they've standards. Got. Like I have a buddy who likes their Malbec, and
Malbec's always there.
Yeah, I'm not a Costco shopper myself.
Hmm.
It's fine. You know,
beef's
you,
good.
You either do Costco or you do Sam's Club, right? People love the meat at Sam's Club.
People are stupid.
Well, so. I'll tell you what I've gotten from Sam's Club. That's freaking great. They have great lamb chops.
Oh.
Fantastic lamb chops, dude. Rack or lamb chops, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bring in even quarters, but they do butcher meat.
Yeah.
You know, if they're doing
if
they're doing fillets, they're bringing in tenderloin and they're cutting fillets.
Yeah. That's what they do at Costco, only better.
Yeah.
They have rib cap at Sam's Club.
I am not a big shopper at Sam's Club either. I've never bought rib cap.
So then be quiet. They have prime rib cap at frickin' Costco. It's delicious.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not fucking bad. Delicious. Their steaks are great. So, this wine.
Great.
No reviews. 13.5% alcohol.
Even the guy that reviews all the Costco wines didn't.
I didn't look it up. You can look it up if you want
to.
There's
a. Isn't there a guy who does all the Costco wines?
Yeah. He's called Costco Man. I don't know what his name is. But on the back of the label.
Rob the Wine Guy.
I know we used to do this, but we haven't in a while. But we will read on the back of the label. That's right. This is Wilford. I'm going to read the back of the label, Scott. Have you seen the back?
I wish I hadn't.
You were looking at my ass. That's what I was asking. Anyway, I saw it earlier. You're like, you were looking at me with these eyes, bedroom eyes, I think is what the term is. And I'm not into that. I won't go for that. Oh, no. Oh. I'm not into that. Not into that funny stuff. That funny business is not for me. Anyway, the Kirkland Signature, which is trademarked, Rioja Reserva is an elegant wine made from 100% Tempranillo grapes grown in the region of Rioja. Aged 30 months in oak barrels and cellared for 6 months in the bottle prior to release, this ruby-colored wine has intense spicy aromas with hint of licorice. Vanilla flavors on the palate have a pleasant, lingering, well-balanced finish. Yeah, that was good.
Is this the 17, Wilfred?
It is.
So... There is a review.
Oh.
It's CostcoWineBlog.com.
Very exciting. Wine blog.
This is their 7th vintage.
Oh.
Digging into this new vintage, it pours a medium ruby in the glass with smoky, earthy, dried dark fruit aromas on the nose.
I'm going to smell along with it.
The wine is medium plus to full-bodied. That might be acceptable. It's a medium plus to full-bodied.
I just say medium to full.
With flavors of black cherry, plum, boysenberry, and anise. Chalky in the finish. We just had a Tempranillo that was chalky.
Yes, we did. Just did have a Tempranillo, yes.
A little different than years past, but we actually enjoyed it a hair more, bumping the rating up to 89 points.
89 of their points.
This is your perfect little go-to red wine, and the price is right. Here on The Price is Right, we're big fans. 89 points.
Well, I can say I'm smelling it currently, and I like the nose. Chalky. Red fruits. A slight bit of cedar element in the background, too. I mean, we did Romanico earlier. Romanico is only a 6 month on oak wine, but Reservas are 30 months. I mean, they are oaked extensively.
Yes, and that's why the 2017 is the current vintage.
I almost did a comparison between the two, but I realized Toro and Rioja just don't have any similarities. If this was a Crianza, well, maybe, but it's not.
No,
so.
It's in the time on the oak is different.
Oh, yeah.
But the nose on this doesn't compare to the Romanico. It wouldn't be fair. This is a Kirkland wine series. It's just not fair.
But it's a good nose.
Even more subtle than Romanico was. I thought the Romanico was a bigger nose overall, but it was full of subtle notes.
Romanico
was subtle.
The Romanico was more complex. But I think this actually is a little more boisterous in its vanilla and red cherry fruits on the nose, anyway.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
For me, the vanilla is similar. I think the Romanico had Madagascar vanilla rather than Tahitian vanilla, as this does. And I prefer the Madagascar style vanilla.
Having drank it, it is, chasing it back to back for the Romanico isn't particularly fair, but it has a lot of the charm of Tempranillo. It's just lighter. It's simpler. It's simpler than the Romanico, right?
Not only that, but this is medium-ish.
It's medium.
Body.
It's medium. Yeah.
If you would say my first impression of this, and it gives it away a little bit at 13.5% alcohol, this is a little lighter body than it should be. It's a little almost not quite true to the varietal because of the body.
No, there are some lighter Tempranillos, but
this is one of them.
I think it works.
Oh, yes, yes.
It works just the flavor.
You know, Rebecca in the Romanico
episode, she
wanted to be more full-bodied, and this is less body than the Romanico. I will say this.
It's charming. It has actually...
Good word.
It has actually elements of, I hate to say this, cigar box on the mid-palate to the finish.
There's a certain...
It's a lighter wine, but it has a pleasing mouthfeel. It's just lighter.
It's kind of pretty. It's kind of, there's like a little elegance about it.
It's more pretty than elegant, but yeah.
It's just, it's a little simplistic. I like it. The cigar box is there, but it's not shown as much of the oaking as you would expect.
But that's an element of it.
Of the cigar box. Okay, fair enough then. You're right. That is
an extremely complex element. For sub 10, too.
But it's just, other than that, it just doesn't, like, there's, the oak just doesn't jump out at you as you would expect. But you're right, I guess.
It's got good fruit.
I'm going to have to backpedal on what I'm saying there.
It's not
the cigar box is a complex element that comes from the oaking.
Mm-hmm. It's not as rich as many other wines are, but it's so cheap. It's not as good as like really good vintages of Protocolo. It's not. But it's right there with them. I mean, it's a stunning little value at sub 10.
Here's the thing for me here, and but I'm
damn them.
But blind tasting. Would you know this is Tempranillo? Neo?
Yes.
Mm.
110% this is Tempranillo. It wouldn't be. What else could it be, Scott?
It's what? So light.
Well, it's not that light. It's medium bodied. I mean, the flavor profile is spot on for Tempranillo. What else would you mistake it for? You're mistaking the fact that Tempranillo is not Cabernet. It's not Syrah. You know, it's almost like Sangiovese in the way it can be. There are light Tempranillos, lighter Tempranillos, and then there are bigger, heavy Tempranillos. It all depends on what kind of vines you're pulling off. Are you talking about old vine, ancient things that have been around for bajillions of years that produce something that looks like motor oil? Or are you talking about younger vines? I mean, you can do a reserva with younger vines, presumably. I mean, they have to go through the same response. I mean, right here on the back. See that?
You can no
it's certified Rioja.
I mean, no, you can definitely do it with younger vines. It's just how you treat it and how it's made.
I mean, folks, one thing you always look at on Rioja, they have the label on there with a little silver thing on there. If you see that symbol on there, first of all, it tells you the longitude and latitude of the vineyard, which is kind of cool if you know how to figure that out. But that suggests
it's called GPS.
That shows it's certified Rioja.
And yes,
or Reserva. They are verifying the wine is what it's saying it is. And this Kirkland has it right there.
Yeah, one of the things that
you can't get that unless you receive that certification.
So in France, they're really pissed off the Spanish because they're super undercutting the prices.
Oh, sure they are.
To sell them in the French markets.
Yeah.
And it's been, you're going on a decade where there's vandalism of Spanish wine.
Well, not Reservas, but yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, some of the cheap table wine stuff, the Grenaches and whatnot.
They're going in and smashing bottles of wine.
They're undercutting what the French produce it at. And I mean,
like,
to each their own.
A third the cost.
I mean, I think that, especially in the lower end price range, I think France does a better job with Grenache than Spain does in the cheap stuff. I mean, I would rather, you know, choke on my own vomit than drink Boursault again. But, you know, that stuff's terrible. But, you know, but this wine exists. This is a great drink.
It's a great value. It's a good drink.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
I mean, but, okay. But Scott, if I paid 20 for this, I wouldn't be mad.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to, like, say, you know what, this is a $45 reserve. No.
No.
But sub 20, it's a good buy.
Sub 10. It's a good buy.
It's a great buy, sub 10.
Right.
I mean, do I like it as much as I like that Giganos? No. But I think it's nice. It's not, I mean, once again, back to Romanico. The Romanico is a more evolved, more sussed out, a more advanced wine than this. But it's also Toro as opposed to Rioja. I prefer Toro, honestly, often. But Becky would like this just fine. Just fine.
It's got
especially nice, the price. It's got nice fruit. It's got a nice front palate.
It's got that the finish, balance of the savory.
The finish isn't wildly lengthy. It's not as nearly as tannic as other things can be.
That's where I'm saying that the oaking, I'm just surprised it's not more present in the finish.
Yeah.
But you're right. It does have that cigar boxish thing going on there, that earthiness that's just, it's a nice touch on an $8 bottle of wine.
Scott, we're playing marbles.
This is a great wine.
It is a great wine to do that for.
Yeah. When we're using the term great for this wine.
Well, relative.
It's for the price.
It's
relative.
Well, I mean, but I like it.
Rob loves to use the term QPR.
Well, whatever. Would I buy it again? Yeah.
Yeah.
You would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I would buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, so I know they have it case stacked up there. Shit, I'm going to go in there and find. But I mean, we would buy this again, no question.
My wife and her girlfriend would drink the shit out of
it. It would drink. I would, but Scott, and I know
a lot of people would drink the shit out of this.
I know that you like some of those wines that you buy at Grape and Grain, but
some
the Goats to Rome, those kind of things.
Gotorino.
Whatever it is. No, there's Goats to Rome and Gotorino. There's two different things.
But we don't get Goats to Rome there.
Oh, whatever. But I would much rather drink this wine. Probably because don't those have elements of Grenache in them?
The Gotorino, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't care for Grenache. Remember
what?
I don't. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't care for the Spanishes, other than Brica. I don't care often for the way the Spanish treat Grenache. That, I mean, there are caveats to that. I mean, there are exceptions to that.
Robert, we are the French, and we support your position on this 100%.
No, I think the French do a better job of with Grenache. But
what about the Australians?
Anyway, remember, what was it? What's that gray label right there on the left-hand side? The Antico, whatever the fuck that was?
Anciano?
Anciano. We, years ago, I don't think those were ever released. We did a couple different Ancianos. A Reserva, and did we do a Crianza for them?
Yep.
And, you know, it wasn't that they didn't taste good. They were so fucking boozy. They were like, they were a hangover. You just were like in their room with them, and you got a hangover. It sucked.
Well.
And undrinkable almost to that point. But
it took us two whole bottles in one episode to decide they're undrinkable.
But they were, yeah. But did you ever buy any more?
Yeah.
Well, you would, but I'd never seen it other than you brought it here.
We got it.
Where'd you get that?
I think at Meijer.
What?
Because it had the gold.
The gold attracted you.
It had the gold.
They have lace had. They bottle. Used to have some weird stuff.
Muriel.
Yeah.
Has the gold lace. Yeah, they do string have some. The
Muriels I've bought do not. But yes, I know what you mean.
No. Yes, they do. Cut it off before you show it to Becky.
No.
So there's no
Becky
evidence.
Actually ordered it. She ordered a Muriel. Well, I have it in there. The Reserva. Just one bottle. Ridiculous. I still have it in there. We've not drank it, but it was like $17.99. It got 93 from the Spectator. That's why she
ordered
it.
Let's do it on the show.
Maybe we will. But,
No, you were besmirching.
Not besmirching.
The Grain and Grape. You know what?
I just would rather drink wine.
You know
like
what they pulled out is she had a different blend of Monastrell made from Goru.
Yeah, they have several different ones. They have gold. Have you ever seen gold?
I think that's what hers was. It had the same gold label for the review, which is spoiler. Usually those are bad signs on a wine.
There.
Instead of being 92, it was 90 from, I want to say it was the Spectator.
Spectator reviews those things. Well, I mean, I like the Gordo Verde. Nice. Yeah. But we have Cam Blau coming up too, so we. Just to give you a little, well, I don't know when this will be released.
We're back on the Iberian Peninsula,
this is,
folks.
I know this is probably going to be released sometime in late May, though, isn't it? June. Vacation. This is going to be a vacation. Right now, when you're listening to this, it's because Scott is on vacation, whatever we're doing.
Or Rob's on vacation.
Yes, that's July. That's in July.
I thought you were doing a June vacation also.
No, July.
Damn it.
Yes, July. So, nevertheless. That's what this episode will be useful. We have little things like this, and we're intentionally doing this. But this wine, though, this is nice. I mean, it really is, considering the price. But even for twice the price, is nice.
Maybe.
It's a nice Tempranillo. It's nice. It's pretty. It's more pretty than powerful.
This
That's
is
okay.
A, this
I like
is
a pretty Tempranillo. I like the pretty side of Tempranillo, though. I don't like the pretty side of everything. I like the pretty side of Tempranillo.
You know, that would sound a little better coming from Wilfred's perspective.
Wilfred's, when he says it, it means something completely different. I like the pretty side of, well, you know, when I sever the foot and I put it in the freezer, I put the pretty side face up, because I want to look at when I open that freezer. That it's a big freezer. It's a chest freezer, you know, like the big wide one, huge. Anyway, but I want to see it. I don't want to have to. I don't want to.
You like it wide and huge, don't you, Wilfred?
That's a different topic, Scott. Don't be perverted. I'm talking about murdering people and severing their feet,
and that's not perverted.
Not to me. No, that's don't. First of all, you're
you're acting all woke and shit, canceling what I like. You know, everybody, you know what? Nobody deserves to be judged.
Except you.
No, I'm just talking about what I like to do. So I like to see the foot. So how did this tie into the wine? I don't remember.
It doesn't.
Good. So anyway.
Well, back to the wine.
Yes. Bandsaws work better, by the way. Freeze them before. If you cut the. Never mind.
Oh, Lord.
I think you brought up Wilford's voice, but anyway.
Well,
yeah.
It was about the prettiness of the wine.
That's all. There we go. Now I remember.
And the gap, I think. I don't know.
Gap. Well, see, there's a gap between. Never mind.
It's.
If you see Wilford in your human anatomy class, I would suggest leaving that class.
Well.
Don't offer to do a private study with him.
You won't have to run because he's 89 years old, so he can't catch you.
Hey, do you want to study with me privately at my house? Out in the middle of nowhere?
It's not really a house. It's
on your way there. I ordered some plastic sheeting at Lowe's. Could you pick that up for me? You don't even have... It's curbside. You just... Pull up and bring it inside the house. That's right.
Do you have enough duct tape?
I'll make you a drink. You can have it. Get in here.
Jesus. I'll tell you what.
We all have hobbies, Scott. Mine are murdering people and dismembering them. Yours are worse.
I'll tell you what this wine is.
What?
It's a second glass pour.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's nice. Triple B will be cross. When she saw that it was Rioja, this is the second episode, in case we didn't say that before, she gave us a look. But she just drank her Tempranillo. Becky loves Tempranillo.
I think we all love Tempranillo.
That's true. But we're going to take a break.
We get disappointed from time to time with Tempranillo. We want it to
name
be more
one
than it
Tempranillo
is
in the last 6 months you've drank that disappointed you.
Well, it didn't disappoint me, but Romanico disappointed Triple B a little bit. Oh. She wanted it to be more. She wanted to be more. She wanted to give it a 90, but she couldn't.
She's difficult. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. Here we go. And we're back, folks. So, on tonight's potpourri, question is...
The question is...
We're going to discuss... And because she's not here, I think it's easier to discuss this. What does Becky like and not like? And we're going to discuss this and figure it out. What wines... Right now, we're going to come up with a list.
Well, so...
What wines and
she
wineries...
She likes Lamar Jackson.
No, wines.
She doesn't like you.
That's fair enough.
She likes her children.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, she doesn't know. Well, Maggie's top of the list.
Well, Maggie's easy to like.
Okay. She didn't whack you with that hanger today.
But she's just getting in the fray of. She's like, it's in the spirit of fighting.
She grabbed a weapon. It's coming.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Yeah. So, but she saw what happened to the other moron, so I don't think that she'd like that.
Well, but she witnessed Luke
giving
you the little left right.
Yes, I know, but it didn't work out too well for him either. I didn't tell you what happened after him. But then again, I don't think that... I'm not going to defend myself the same way I would with the other ones. Because Henry, you got to take him out. You got to take him out with extreme prejudice.
Well.
Whatever that takes.
Well, it's because he could take you down.
William, you just pants him, and that pretty much takes him down. He's like, ah, my pants are down. Yes, that's right. Lukey, pretty much you have to hit Lukey with like a 2x4 or something like that to get him to stop coming. He's a psychopath. But.
He sucker punched you today. That was freaking awesome.
I was like trying to be nice to him. He punched me in the face.
Twice.
I mean, I'm not the one that made you cry. I was trying to help you. It's like, sit down, buddy. It's all right. I'll protect you. You're not going to be in the fight anymore. Nobody's going to piss you off.
Bam, bam.
What did that have to do with me? I had nothing to do with it.
You did spawn William, so you are responsible for him.
I dispute that fact.
Oh, Lord.
I dispute that fact with every ounce of me.
What does Becky like? Well, we know she doesn't like oak.
But wines. Let's just pick out wines.
Oak in wines.
But she likes oak, but she doesn't like
once she gets the idea
overtly
that
oaked.
Once she gets the idea that something's oaked versus not oaked, the chances are she's not going to like it.
That's true. Well,
here's the thing about oak.
She doesn't like Bordeaux, which I'm not quite sure why. Although, I had Chateau Bellevue the other night at Medoc. Really nice.
I think there's some Bordeaux now that she would be open to.
I think, though, with Becky, I think she's more left bank than right bank. So the Merlot-based stuff, Saint-Emilion, that kind of Pomerol, that, well, although, I mean, if you gave her Lépine, I think she'd like it, or Patrus, she'd probably like it. But it seems like, although we did a satellite one time with the refectory dinner, and she was impressed with that. She was pregnant, so she couldn't go crazy on it, but she was impressed with the wine. But I think that she likes the cab-based left bank wines more than the right banks. It's just, I think with that kind of stuff, it can't get too mineral-driven and too... See, that's the thing. Whenever I open a wine, I drink it, I am already saying, Becky's going to hate this. Or Becky's going to like this. If it's Turley, she's probably going to like it. But that's a Zin. She won't drink all Zins, too, Scott. I offered her green and red. I bought a bottle of green and red for the show. Or just for me.
And she wouldn't pick it.
No, it's Zin.
Well, and it's...
I don't think she'll like green and red, though. I think it's going to be another Bialy.
I think to some degree we all have some prejudice in whether we're going to like something or not like something. It's just, like for you, your prejudice is, you know, 20 minutes into the wine, and then you've made up your mind, and there's no change in you.
It's because the wine's bad.
Well, for Becky, she got a picture in her head before she even tasted it sometimes. It's like,
well, and
and I find myself doing that sometimes as well. The most open-minded person about wine that I know is probably Deb. If she's on something and it's wet.
I was going to say if it's wet, but I didn't want to insult her.
It's like, you know, she typically doesn't like to analyze wines or break them down, but when you get her going and you get her talking about it, she's getting a pretty good palate, but she's open-minded to anything red.
Well, I don't want to dislike anything, because that means I won't be able to drink it, and I bought the fucking thing.
Well, but I mean, but your nature is you want to dislike everything. Because you
people,
do,
not wine.
Well,
and wine,
if I drink enough wine,
I forget about people, so it's all right.
You can't get past your nature.
Well, no, I want to.
There's a reason you do voices. There's a reason Wilfred comes out.
That's just
there's a reason. Because it's just you're a happier person.
Henry said that I can hear all the stuff you guys say on the show on this through the vent in the bedroom. It's really bad. You guys cuss a lot. I said, no, Henry, I don't. I do it in a character. I said, that makes it acceptable, especially for the FCC. It's okay. I said, so if I do it through a character, I'm not the one saying those things. Besides the fact your mom wrote all those lines. So
how did that go over with him?
He's dumb.
Yeah, he's not.
He's dumb.
It's like he rolls his eyes every time you say how old I am.
But they are into that too. By the way, it was fun.
But it's not in that way that they're into it. It's like, yeah, Scott's 108, Dad. It's like that.
Well, it's true.
Henry told me that.
By the way, Scott, I want to point something out to everybody. It's not good for you. I'm just going to say this right now. It's not good for you. But you've said the same thing. White Castle breakfast sandwiches, just as an aside.
They're fucking fantastic.
They're fucking delicious, man.
Did you have one with the slider on? With the slider on it?
I didn't do a slider.
You gotta have the slider on it.
I did bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh God, the bacon. So
No, I'm sorry. Sausage, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, you like the sausage. The bacon, egg, and cheese one though. We had bacon, egg, and cheese in Florida. It was the sweetest bacon I've had in a long, long fucking time.
Fucking redonkulous. And quite frankly, it's fresh. It's fucking White Castle and it's fresh. They just they fried that fucking egg, man.
Just then.
I mean, it's not, I don't hate it.
It's to order.
I mean, the McDonald's sandwiches are tasty. They're not as They're good
fine.
For you.
It's fine.
But you know what the best thing about the White Castle, though? You eat those, say, at 9 o'clock. It's almost like fasting because you're not going to eat till 6. I felt fine. I just had no hunger whatsoever. I don't know why. I was like, oh, did I take a diet pill? No, I ate some fucking White Castle. I tried to do that on the west side because on Saturday morning, Henry and I went out because I needed muscles. I called Scott. He's busy doing more, quite frankly, more important things, which are quite frankly more important. But still, I was going to pick up a grill at a...
I was listening to a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old sing, go to sleep, baby papa, papa, go to sleep. Go to sleep, baby papa, go to sleep. For 45 minutes straight.
As I hold a pillow over his face. But still.
I needed a pillow over
That would
have been
great. But so I got a great, well, Becky ordered it for me, for Father's Day, which is early. But she likes barbecue. Let's go back to this. Becky got me one of these, it's Lowe's brand. It's
Mastercraft.
Gravity charcoal smoker grill, does like 85 different things. It's like a Traeger, but it doesn't cost $10,000. But it's a smaller one, but it's great. I mean, it's extensive. It's a very fancy thing. It has digital everything. It's
digital temperature control.
Grilling for idiots, which I'm not. But still, it's okay. Well. But it uses charcoal, and I'm down with that. And quite frankly, I can do something there and then do everything else someplace else. It's great. But, so Henry and I go up to a warehouse called BidFTA. People buy things that are jank, that are supposedly new in box, and they're not, whatever. And you buy them there for half price is pretty much what we got this thing for. Afterwards, though, Henry was hungry. We were going to get, like, breakfast burritos at McDonald's or whatever. I tried to go through White Castle because I wanted to, educate him as to the White Castle sandwich, which he refused to eat. So I said, fine, I'll get mine. And then, anyway.
Wait, so he passed?
He wouldn't do it.
Oh, it was a bad decision on his part, wasn't
it? Well, listen, I sat there for 10 minutes. They never did anything at the fucking drive-thru line. They ignored everybody in the drive-thru line, so I had to leave. And so we went to McDonald's, and they didn't have lunch yet. It was 10:59. They didn't have lunch, but they also didn't have breakfast burritos. I said, well, what do you have? Everything. You don't have the breakfast burritos.
And you don't have... Big Macs.
No.
Wait, I thought you got the White Castle breakfast sandwich.
No. That was a different day. That was a week ago. So, we're driving away. I said, Henry, we'll get something else. And I said, oh my God, there's Arby's. Henry loves Arby's.
Okay.
I'm not sure why, but he does. He got his big beef and cheddar. Very happy and
nice
curly fries.
Nice decision.
I know. I got a wrap.
Deb likes those little Bad sliders decision. They do.
Oh, okay.
Deb likes those. You went to Arby's and got a wrap?
I got a wrap. It was fine. It's food.
No, but it's not. Allegedly, it's food.
It was like chunks of chicken. And
it's like the bottom of the...
A lot of like honey mustard. It's just not
It's like the bottom of the fast food pyramid.
I don't know.
This
wasn't very good.
It's like Rallies.
This tasted like a Rally's wrap.
Except
if Rally's was trying to pretend to be healthy, this would be a Rally's wrap. But, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Back to Becky. Back to Becky. She's the focus here.
So the other thing that's, I think, underappreciated in the fast food world, other than White Castle's breakfast sandwiches, White Castle's coffee. And
you
they
know
use
what?
Real heavy cream.
When I worked for Anderson's.
Real cream. That White Castle's right there by the Anderson's.
A friend of mine, Dennis, he was the department manager. And Dennis, I need to text him, actually. We're supposed to have dinner eventually. Dennis always got a White Castle coffee, but he wouldn't drink it. It would be sitting there on the shelves because he wanted it to get cold. But sometimes Dennis would forget that it was there. And so a week later.
So he wanted a coffee, but he wanted it cold.
He preferred to drink it cold, so he wanted it to get
cold. Like cold brew, like Starbucks. So he was a trendsetter. Dennis was a trendsetter.
This is prior to. You would like Dennis, but
he's a trendsetter.
He's younger than you. He's in his 70s, but still. Whatever.
Okay.
We
should have him on the show.
I know. I'm going to text Dennis tomorrow. But anyway, still, we would find like his fucking White Castle
on a shelf somewhere in the back.
It's like, no, out in the damn store. It's like, what?
That's funny.
Damn it. It's like, yeah.
I do that too. I'll take a coffee into the Home Depot and you're looking at stuff and it's like, fuck, where's my coffee?
It's like from last week. What the fuck is this? Yeah. You're like, oh, there it is. Yeah. So he liked it. I don't know that I've done that much. So I've never heard that it's bad. It's better than McDonald's coffee. That's
for no, sure. McDonald's is decent coffee.
I don't like McDonald's coffee.
I like their dark roast coffee now.
I don't care for it. But Tim Hortons.
No, see, Tim Hortons never did it for me.
I like Tim Hortons coffee.
No, doesn't do it for me.
I'm not asking you to like it. I like it. But back to Becky, though.
Who has bad coffee? Burger King.
Okay, I wouldn't fucking know.
Bad coffee. Wendy's, just a level above Burger King. That's not saying much.
No, you don't go there for coffee. So,
do you know about the new donut shop in Pickerington?
I don't care about the new donut shop.
They glaze donuts for you with flavored frostings while you wait.
I don't care. I don't eat donuts.
They have 89-cent breakfast burritos.
They're too tasty. I don't eat them. So, you know.
The name of you know the best thing about this donut shop?
I'm going to hit you with this bottle.
The name of the donut shop is Fresh Donuts. They literally glaze donuts while you wait. It's fantastic.
I'm going to open a shop. I'm going to sell nuts, and it's going to be called D's Nuts. So, back to
Becky. I've been to that place.
Nah, you're gonna find that place. Becky, though, having to delete half this fucking
thing. No. Oaking. She does not like oaking.
She doesn't, but, I mean.
The twirly mouthfeel.
What is that? It's just a.
Now you don't make fun of your wife. She loves it. We all say it.
Don't the turly mouth. That.
You absolutely say the turly mouth.
There's such a thing.
There is such a thing.
There isn't.
You invented it.
I did.
I don't want to coin the phrase the turly mouth feel.
Well, I'm sure I told you guys about things.
And then no, you said it, and then Becky repeated it.
Well, that's true. Everything Becky says is something that I've said before.
Oh Lord!
You said that. I
didn't
with
say
it.
That.
You said it. I agree with
I
it.
I said you said the turly mouth.
So Becky is basically a person of my design, just like you.
Oh Jesus!
I mean, you're even your moniker I created.
You did create the moniker.
I did create the moniker. It's true. It was just what was that? Well, it doesn't matter. That's an option.
I'm licensed taxi driver.
I know. Well, I know what it is, but
well, then what are you saying? What is that?
What are Becky's five favorite red varietals in order?
In order. So let's sort them out. Let's list the five first of all. It's got to be Pinot. It's got to be one of them. Zinfandel has to be another of them. Tempranillo.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got to put it in there.
No, I agree. That's agree. Probably Cab and Monastrell. Merlot is not on that list.
Merlot's not on the list.
Petite Syrah is not on that list.
Syrah not on the list.
No.
Grenache not on the
not
list.
Not on the list.
Sangiovese? Chianti?
I
might put it in there before Monastrell.
When's the last time you ever seen her fucking drink a Chianti? I've not seen it.
Well, that's because you keep her from it. You know, you're
keep her from
sadistic.
Anything. I mean, I keep her from the crack, but that you know, it's hard because she loves that the pipe. But that's you know, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
You know. No,
Mourvedre?
She
really?
Likes Cam Blau.
Yeah,
I mean,
I just
she says she likes Cam Blau. Let me rephrase
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but
she hasn't had it in a while. No, there are Monastrell she likes. She likes Gordo Verde. I mean, she likes a lot of those things. She likes the kind of fleshiness. I mean, she likes the fleshiness of a grape. If a wine has a fleshiness, a
fair
fresh
enough.
Fleshiness.
So
you know how I like a wine that's fresh and vibrant. She mm-hmm. likes that. She appreciates that. She didn't refer to it in that fashion, but that she,
well,
she
no,
does
no,
enjoy that.
She knows what she likes.
Yeah.
Mourvedre number five.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Cab number four.
No, I would agree with that. California. Probably Sonoma or Napa. Not Paso.
Don't forget the Chilean Cabs we've been drinking. She likes them.
Some.
So
we're talking about on average.
I'm going to go Tempranillo 3, Pinot 2, Zinfandel number 1.
I don't know, man.
I don't know that she'd admit it that way. I think she might say Pinot number 1.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Pinot she doesn't like.
It's fine. And that's why I'm going to go Pinot number 2.
And guess what? There's a lot of Zinfandel she doesn't like.
Name two that are other than Turley.
That she doesn't like?
Yeah.
Segashio?
Bullshit.
She didn't like it. I can't get her to drink it.
She won't walk away from it.
And Robert Bialy.
Well,
that's a esteemed producer.
Sort of.
Robert Bialy.
Bialy. That's what. So, how would you go?
For me?
Yeah, well, for Rebecca.
Number one, I would say Tempranillo. Tempranillo is her favorite.
Okay.
Even if she doesn't want to admit it.
Jesus.
I just know what
I said the same thing. I said she'd say Pinot is her favorite.
Number two, but it's what she would say and what is. Tempranillo is her favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she would agree with that. Number two would probably be Pinot Noir. Number three, Zin. Number four, Cabernet. Number five, Monastrell.
See, then how did Mourvèdre get in there? I just did six then.
Well, Mourvèdre is Monastrell.
Yeah, okay, right. But see, I just don't see a world that involves Becky and Turley where Zinfandel's her number three on the list.
But she just likes Turley, though. I mean, she likes Turley.
But it's
Dry Creek.
But it's Zinfandel.
No, not for her.
So,
in fairness, Scott,
Turley equals Zinfandel, and truth is, yes. It equals Zinfandel for all of us. Yes, we like Ridge. Ridge has a special place in our heart.
I really love Ridge.
I love Ridge too, but there's other things other than Ridge.
Turley.
There's other things other than Ridge.
Well, for me,
wait, what? No. There's Turley is Zinfandel.
I like non-Russian River centric Zinfandel producers. Ridge, Turley. Both of those are that. And also not, although Turley does Amador. I mean, I'm actually kind of coming around to your guys' way of thinking on Amador. Because there's been a lot of different Amadors available to buy to bring on the show. And I haven't done it because I know you and Becky don't like Amador.
Well,
and I kind of get it because the drippiness is hard to deal with, man. It is. I understand. I have come around to that. I mean, I still enjoy them, but man, shit. You better have seven people to drink that fucking bottle because all you want is a glass because it'll kill you.
Well, if you want to drink port, drink port.
I guess. I know.
If you want to drink port, drink port.
Well, it's the same alcohol level.
Yeah. So what you need to do with this episode is interview Rebecca, formal interview tell her it's for the show. It's for a specific podcast.
Sure.
And say, what are your top five varietals?
Mm.
And insert it here so that our listeners can see how wrong we are.
I think Tempranillo would be it.
So right here, just say Tempranillo is it. Just say it right now.
I think Tempranillo is it.
Okay, so right here is where you insert your interview with Becky, and she tells the listeners what are her top five.
Okay, we will.
Okay, this is Becky. I'm on the show. Rob is interviewing me. You know Scott. He's so sexy. He's fantastic. Oh my gosh, I'm so blessed to be in his presence. Anyway, my first favorite wine is Tempranillo. You know why?
Because Rob said so.
No, he explained to me why I feel that way, and I agree.
Jesus.
Second Christ. One is Pinot Noir. You know why?
Why?
Same reason as the first. Third is Zinfandel. You know why?
Why?
Same reason as the first two. You know what the fourth best is for me?
What's that?
Cabernet.
Why?
Because of the first three.
What's your fifth favorite?
Monastrell.
Is that Mourvèdre?
It could be, yes. I don't know, really. Rob?
Lord.
Yes, it is. Rob just told me it was. Yes, that's right.
Can't wait to hear her tell us all everything.
I don't listen to the second episode, so I wouldn't know. Oh, it's Robin Scott. I won't listen to that. So Rob theoretically could say anything in a fake Becky voice, and it wouldn't make a difference. So.
Such a bad man.
I know. Well, you're dumb. Rob, interview Becky as the, yeah, first of all, as if she would sit down and cooperate willingly.
She'll
with
cooperate.
That. No, she would not.
I'll arrange it. I'm her agent.
You're dumb.
I'll arrange it right now.
Quite frankly, she has better things to do than that.
Oh, she does not. It's 5 minutes.
Everyone has better things to
it's
do.
It's not five
than
minutes.
That.
It'll take 30 seconds. It wouldn't. Just allow her to prepare. Nothing She's going to want to prepare.
Nothing takes 30 seconds.
She's going to want to prepare.
Why don't we just ask her on the next show she's on?
Because it needs to be dubbed in here.
It would
so
be.
We can hear how asinine you are.
I don't think that's right that crazy. I mean, what did you say the five were?
Same five, just different order.
What's your order, we jackass?
My number one was Zin, then Pino, then Tempranillo. Where you went Tempranillo, Pino, Zin. So really it's very similar. Just different leaders of the pack.
You're so dumb.
I'm so dumb. We had the same five wines. We agreed on the wines.
I'm talking about other things that make you dumb. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Head injuries are difficult to recover from.
That's true. And be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the Kirkland Signature Rioja Reserva. This is the 17 vintage. $7.99 of your money. We're going to go over to the unlicensed taxi driver to get a review from him.
Well, since I am the expert reviewer on the show, and I have the proper opinion on all that is wine on the Wine Vault.
No one has ever made that accusation, but that's okay.
Not an accusation. It's an accurate statement.
It's not. Go ahead.
Well, I'll do it anyway. Good wine, great value for the money. It really is. It's I said elegance a little strong, classy is a little stronger, but pretty I think is what we came around to. It really is a pretty wine. It's straightforward.
Yes.
For Reserva, the oak isn't as present as I'd like it to be, but yet, as Rob pointed out, and he's right, it has this little touch of cigar box or tobacco, which, yes, it's a factor in Tempranillo, but it comes from the proper oaking. It's not the most complicated thing. That's fine. It's $8. Little on the lighter side for Tempranillo. But, again, we're breaking down an $8 wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 88. That's where I'm at. I think it's a really a tremendous value. I think it belongs at the top of the Value Price Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. What value price wine have we done that's been as good as this lately? Under $10, $12.
There aren't many. There aren't many.
It's been a long time since we did the Protocolos of the World. I mean, under 10 bucks. Well, Goru's only $10. So it's not as good as Goru. But this is a really good wine, and it's a different wine. Monestrello, and this is Tempranillo. Comparing the two is not fair to Kirkland. Kirkland's Kirkland.
I know.
Where are you at?
I'm also at an 88. Huh? That's the score where we're saying, you know, this is a very well-made wine. It has excellent, excellent drinking characteristics. Complexity might not be all there. Ageability might not be there.
No.
It has some detractions, but it's not flawed. So everything...
That's exactly right.
Everything should be the way this wine is. And I like this wine exactly how it sits. I don't need anything more. If I wanted something more, I would buy something different. I am perfectly pleased and happy with the way this wine is, and I would drink it again. I have another bottle. If I get to Costco soon, I will hopefully find more of this, because I would buy
a case.
I don't buy cases, but I buy three or four more bottles.
Honestly, why wouldn't you buy a half case of this?
Half case? Six bottles. You mean six bottles?
Yeah.
No, I think that's a valid... Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
This is a bottle that... six... Well, I mean, hey, if you drink a lot, this is a case buy. If you have a wedding coming up and you want something that's really good, but you don't want to spend $20, here you go.
Fuck you, dude. How many weddings have you been to where you would pray for this? So let me take this to another level. There are restaurants that don't have a single glass of wine that's half as good as this.
I just was that one, yes.
It's pathetic, the quality of wines that restaurants serve.
They can't serve Kirkland's signature, but yes, I understand what you mean.
You can. I know bars. The wine bar there in Reynoldsburg, their house Pinot for a long time was Bodo Box Pinot.
Yes, but Bodo Box is a retail available, not a retail specific like Costco stuff is. So you're saying
they can't get their hands on this to sell it.
You can buy Bodo Box via a distributor. You can't buy this is Costco specific.
Yeah.
So you'd have to buy it from Costco, then resell it. And I don't think it's for resale. You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that. You're right. That's correct. But nonetheless, good
example, but it's completely wrong.
But no. But nonetheless, this would be better than. So we love a certain steakhouse, and they have good food and good drinks, but their wines are just shitty. They don't have a glass of wine on the menu as good as this.
This is a wonderful glass pour, but it's just a good wine. It's solid in all respects. It reminds everybody why you should buy Tempranillo. And you know what? That's the biggest compliment you can say. It compliments the varietal to the point where you're saying, folks, don't forget about Tempranillo. It's a wonderful wine to drink. And quite frankly, tip of the cap to Kirkland's signature for making this wine, sourcing this from this winery that has chops that everybody knows that's good. You know what?
Is the show becoming a fan? People love Costco wines. Is the show becoming a fan?
I mean, even the one that we did. Okay, the Alexander Valley was terrible. I'm not going to buy anything that's Californian from them.
Easy. Let's wait and see what we drink.
Not. But the French and Italian stuff seemed
this
to be.
Is Spanish?
That too. I'm assuming the Italian stuff is good too. But and the Chilean stuff. I mean, I don't love the Malbec. I wouldn't buy it again, but it's not bad. If you liked it, it's okay. Their stuff is legitimate. You buy a Kirkland signature wine, especially if it's European, you're buying a legitimately good wine. Are you going to collect it? Are you going to age it? Don't make me laugh. But are you going to buy a case of it? Yeah, that's something to consider.
Maybe. And that's because of the drinkability? Why not?
They're good wines. They find good producers. They have good eyes. You know who doesn't? Trader Joe's. They have bad wines.
Well, but so
their stuff is undrinkable.
Well, and we've done quite a few more of the Trader Joe's. Can you think of two that we really liked?
No.
The one was.
I can't think of a singular.
No, there was one. There was a
no.
No, there was one.
It's called Trader
French.
Joe's.
It was a French. It was a Trader Joe's specific. It was.
But
that's
different, Scott. I know what you're talking about. That's different. That's not the Trader Joe's label.
No, it might as well be a Trader Joe's label. It's made specifically for Trader Joe's. That's a Trader Joe's label. It doesn't have a Trader Joe's label on it. That's fine. But regardless, we've been through quite a few of theirs, and we've had maybe, I think, just one that we thought was worthy of an 85 or higher.
I'm not going to agree with you that those things are specific to Trader Joe's, but whatever. I'm talking about the Trader Joe's label, just like Kirkland. Kirkland is the Costco label. So the stuff that says Trader Joe's on it, and we have a couple.
No, none of those were good.
We have a couple Zins in the queue that we haven't done yet. We'll do those soon. But
I think they're spent. I don't think we should even do those.
I never thought we should do them. But nevertheless, their wines are bad. These are good. So, tip of the cap to Kirkland Signature, their Rioja Reserva.
I heard Trader Joe's has some good Primitivos.
They don't. But for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott Dean Lessons, taxi driver, and nobody else.
No, thanks for Rebecca for participating by interview in this episode.
And writing all the jokes. We're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.